If you have any imaginary friends, maybe bring them up to the phone and let them listen. This is Stories and Stuff, and here in Minneapolis, this is Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. And, yeah, ever since, well, long time, I have a real special imaginary friend named Emily Friend. And she comes over every Christmas and has me tell her stories for hours and hours, and she tells me stories. Well, one day, when I went to the playgroup, I used to go to an Orono, in Orono, Minnesota, I brought Emily Friend with me. And I was mentioning to the kids, hey, I brought my imaginary friend today, and one of them, a little girl named Sherilyn, got so excited, she was jumping up and down and ran yelling, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy! And the closer she got to Mommy, the louder she yelled, until that last Mommy, when she had jumped up in Mommy's lap, it was really loud, right up in her face. And, come and let's tell Joy Bubbles about Bumpo. Bumpo was Sherilyn's imaginary friend, so she came running, kind of half-dragging Mommy along. B-U-M-P-O, Bumpo is his name, oh, running in there to tell me. Joy Bubbles, I got imaginary friend. And, Mommy, let's tell him about when I was adopted. So, it happened that Sherilyn's mother, who's also known as Roberta, was living in California at the time, and she decided to spend the afternoon at a children's hospital, visiting and playing with and maybe reading to different kids. And you saw me. Yeah, and she saw this one little girl, tiny little girl, alone, so alone-looking, in a great big bed, and decided to just spend the whole afternoon with that one kid and make a difference to that one little person. And that was me! That was me! Sherilyn said. Yeah, that is you. Well, she went to the playroom and got a big stack of books to bring down to read different ones to Sherilyn. And as she was kind of, Sherilyn looked at them, and there was one she picked out. This one! She knew what she wanted to hear. It was Madeline. Have you ever read the book Madeline? In a house in Paris, all covered with vines, there was 12 little girls in two straight lines, and the littlest one was Madeline, something like that. If Sherilyn was here, she could recite the whole story, I think. But maybe you've read the story about Madeline, but I was the one that Sherilyn wanted to hear. And so Roberta, or Mommy, read that again, and at that time she wasn't Sherilyn's Mommy. And Sherilyn said, no, Mommy said, which one do you want this time? That one, again. So the second time, and the third time, and I think the fourth or fifth or sixth time, Roberta got an idea. She would hide that one and said, now, do you want this one or this one? But Sherilyn knew just where the book was put and reached down and said, this one. She knew. And about the tenth time or something that Roberta read Madeline, she got just a feeling. I want to be this little girl's Mommy. And it was just sort of out of the blue. I mean, she had thought of adopting so many times, but it just came to her. This little girl is my little girl, and I'm her Mommy. And it was just so strong, and that a few more times of seeing which book she wanted to read, and it was about 14 or 15 times that she read the very same one over and over, better and better. And she went out and talked to the people about Sherilyn, found out that she had been in there for a while, failure to thrive and skin problems and HIV positive and head lice. And she had had a Mommy and Daddy that just really couldn't handle right then taking care of a little girl like they really wanted to, and they had been in and out of jail and drugs and different men and women and just all sorts of things, and couldn't really parent a little girl. And they had, the mother had done one of the hardest things ever. She wrote a long love letter to Sherilyn and said, you know, when you, the more you love somebody, the harder it is, but really, when you really do love somebody, you know, you want to do the best, and, you know, I'm not giving you away, I'm giving you a way and an opportunity to be raised the way you should be and taken care of like every little person or every person deserves, or something like that. She wrote a long letter, and so, yeah, she's available for adoption, and so Roberta first became a foster mother, and after a long time, maybe 10 months or a year almost, she actually had Sherilyn adopted. And but Sherilyn didn't call her mommy. She said, oh, I had a mommy, you're Mrs. And that's what Sherilyn would call Roberta, Mrs., Mrs. And but that was all right, because, you know, as long as she knew that Roberta loved her and she was part of a forever family, that was, you know, it didn't really matter what she called her. And one day, they were on the way to a parenting meeting where Roberta would go and talk with grown-ups about taking care of kids and stuff like that, and Sherilyn would get to go to the playroom, and all kinds of kids would be down there playing, and it'd be several play ladies, people to kind of help them play and stuff, and it was going to be fun. It was way far, though, and pretty soon, like just about every kid does, Mrs., I got to make a great big pee-pee right now. So they stopped at a gas station potty and did that, and were just starting to go on. And they drove and drove, and just, I guess, almost to the parenting place. And Sherilyn started crying and crying and crying so hard, and just her whole little self was shaking. And she could barely tell Mrs. what was wrong. Mrs. Bumpo's gone. Bumpo, her imaginary friend, her very precious one, the only thing she had really brought with her from those times with her original mommy and daddy. Bumpo's gone. He's lost. He's gone. He's gone. And so Mrs. said, well, where did you lose him? At the pee-pee place, at the potty back there. And Roberta said, well, let's go back there and see if we can find him. You can see him. You know, I can't, but we can go back there and you could look for him. That's too far. No, it isn't. When I adopted you, honey, he became part of the family forever, just like you did. And you know what? I'd go around the world if we had to look for him, if we had to find him there. And we're already turning around. Really? So they went back, and when they got to the potty, there he is at that pole there he is at the pole. And Sherilyn, before she could get unstrapped, she jumped out and ran and got Bumpo and brought him back. He's real scared. They gave Bumpo a group hug and just held each other for a while. And with Bumpo squished safely in between. And, Mommy is, you know, can be amazingly magic. You know, that's part of, I think being a parent is one of the hardest jobs in the world. But one of the most amazing things that mommies and daddies have is magic, because she could see Bumpo with special magic eyes and through Sherilyn. And they were starting to drive away, and they'd already missed their parenting meeting, but Roberta knew what was important. And as they were starting to drive away, Sherilyn said, Mommy, you went 1,000 miles to find Bumpo. You'd have gone all the way 1,000 miles around the world, and you went 1,000 miles and found him. Well, it wasn't quite that far. It was 10 or 12 miles that she drove back. And, Mommy, I love you. And all of a sudden, Roberta knew. She hadn't heard Sherilyn call her Mommy until that day. And she found out something. She found out she couldn't drive and cry at the same time. And luckily there was a playground right nearby. So they jumped out of the van and jumped on swings and off swings and slid up slides, which is a lot harder than sliding down slides, and hugged trees and laughed and cried. And Sherilyn ran over to a man went in a sandbox with three kids and plopped right in his lap and said, "I've been adopted, I've been adopted." And he said, "Wow, that is something special. You know, all three of these youngins here, we've adopted them." And so Roberta came over, and her and the man and their three kids and Sherilyn, they all played and played. And some adoptions, I guess legally, adoptions become final in the courtroom. But this one became final that day at a gas station party when Sherilyn said "Mommy" for the first time. And after that, when they'd celebrate Adoption Day every year, they didn't celebrate the day that the court was. They celebrated the day of the finding of Bumpo. And Sherilyn kept the letter from her original mommy and daddy in her room. But like she said, "Now I have a real mommy forever and ever and ever. My other one was a real mommy where I was born from, born did from, and now I have a real mommy that picked me out. She could have picked any kid in the world, and she picked me, and I'm a real mommy forever." Or, "She's my real mommy." And Roberta said, "Well, yeah, someday you'll be a mommy too, if you want to be." So, if you've, maybe you've been adopted, maybe you have a friend that was adopted. And stay strong and take care of each other and find some time to play. Next week there'll be another story. Bye for now. And take care of those imaginary friends. They're really precious. You hang on to them now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To review your message, press 3. To enter your laser mail security code, press 4. Goodbye.